Secondary 3. Reading aloud. Text 3. As a junior reporter for your community newspaper, you have been asked to write an article on lessons you have learned from older people. Before publication, you read your article to some friends to get their opinions. This is what you read. I want to tell you about important lessons I learned from my uncle and grandfather. My uncle had been in the police force for over 10 years when he made the decision to go to university and start studying again. He recently graduated with a degree in economics and is now setting out on a totally different career. So, this taught me that you're never too old to learn. This is what Edward Paxton Hood, a strong believer in the importance of continuing our education, said as long ago as 1852. Our whole life is an education. Every moment of time, everywhere, under all circumstances, something is being added to our knowledge. All people are learners, whatever their occupation, whether in a palace, in a cottage, in a park, or in a field. I know my uncle would agree with him, and my grandfather would too. What I admire about my grandfather is just how much he knows. Even after he retired, he was always learning new skills. So if, for example, something breaks, he can mend it himself. He doesn't have to call and pay an expert to do it for him. If he doesn't know how to do something, he'll go to the library, get some books on the subject, and figure it out. 50 or 60 years ago, you could finish college and you'd have all the education you needed for the rest of your career. But that's not the case today. The jobs that we'll be doing in our lives probably don't even exist yet. So if we want to stay competitive, we have to keep learning. I just hope I can do what my grandfather and my uncle have done.